Rotherham. Ben, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show. Yeah, Ben, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Should I say you were on Hallam? Oh, there you go. Right, what are you going to tell us? Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, have you ever heard anybody die off beer, like, from alcohol? Like, alcohol poisoning or anything like that?
What?
Hello?
Have I ever heard of alcohol poisoning?
No, have you ever heard of anybody die?
Have you not?
From
have you not? Do you not know about this yet? Alcohol can be fatal, love. Do you not?
Yeah, exactly.
How old are you, love? Listen, this is a rated 18 show, right? We can't be having little kids on who don't know anything about anything.
Right. You have heard of people die of alcohol.
Yeah, is this big news? Is this big news to you, Ben? Did you not know people died from alcohol or something? I mean,
I
don't like to patronise the audience. Everybody knows that. I mean, you know, I think the only person that needs to be talked down to is you here. You didn't know people died from alcohol, did you not?
No, I did know that.
Oh.
What I'm saying is...
What are you asking me for then? I mean, I don't understand.
No, I'm asking you if you know. Right, fair enough.
Well, what made you think I didn't?
Right, so what I'm saying...
Ben, what made you think I didn't know people died from alcohol poisoning?
No, I was asking you.
Yeah, but why did you think I didn't know? Why didn't you think I know? Well, that's a very strange thing. I mean, you know, have you ever heard this show before? Look, I know about everything. Why would I not know about alcohol poisoning?
All right, fair enough, yeah, right.
Right, so you knew that.
People,
I don't understand.
How many people die of cannabis?
Ben, have you never been warned about the dangers of alcohol?
How many people die of cannabis?
Ben, listen, love, did they not warn you at school about the dangers of alcohol?
Yes, I know how bad alcohol can be.
Right, so they do teach you about that at school?
Yeah, I know how bad alcohol can be, for God's sake.
Now, when you leave school, I want you to realise that, you know, you mustn't...
No, I have actually left school.
God alive, right. And you didn't know about alcohol poisoning. That's terrible.
No, now you're just trying to tempt me. Right, I know what alcohol does to you.
Good.
I know how much it can actually mess you up.
Oh,
right?
What I'm saying is,
how many people die of cannabis?
Not many people. Well, I mean, there's one in the paper, love.
Right, look, I'll show you, this guy used to smoke a joint a day. You could do the same thing by drinking beer all night.
You don't know the dangers of anything, do you? See, you don't even know about the dangers of cannabis either.
Tell me, go on, what are the dangers? Go on.
Well, this guy used to smoke a joint a day, he parked his car on a train track.
Oh my God. Yeah, so you could not do the same thing by drinking beer, could you?
Can you point to a case in living memory where that's happened?
For God's sake.
No, not for God's sake, just for everyone listening.
Who could jump off a bridge after taking beer? Who could jump out of a car while it's moving after having an eight out game?
You seem to be very confused about this, love. Listen, alcohol and cannabis, they're both bad for you, love. I mean, I don't... You're very confused about this.
Why should cannabis be a Class A drug, though? Why should it?
Because it's very, very bad for you and it's illegal.
Why is it bad for you?
Well, it gives you something called cancer, love. When you smoke it, it's carcinogenic. It gives you something called lung cancer.
Cigarettes give you lung cancer.
Yeah, they do, love. Did you not know that?
I know that as well.
You don't know anything about all of this, do you?
Why is cigarettes not a Class A drug?
Well, because they're not illegal, love. You can buy them legally. That's why they're not a Class A drug.
They're legal, but you're saying that the bad things, because they give you cancer.
Yeah.
Well, cannabis are bad things because they give you cancer. Even though cigarettes give you cancer, but
the cannabis
legal.
Sends you round the bend as well. That's another thing it does to you.
Beer sends you round the bend.
Yeah, I know. Well, I knew that all along. Cannabis doesn't make you cold turkey. What?
You don't need cannabis.
You don't need cold turkey either, unless it's Christmas.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you're a very confused chap.
Have you been smoking cannabis tonight?
I have, yes.
Right, well, that's obvious, isn't it? I mean, you know, now a lot of things become clear.
Nothing ever happened to me, and there never will anything happen to me. I have joints all day long.
Have you correlated the two? You've been smoking cannabis, and you're making a fool of yourself.
Have I what, sorry?
You've correlated the two. That's, you know, you've forgotten what words mean now as well. So, obviously, you're not in a situation where you can communicate effectively with me, are you, Liv?
I am, actually, yeah.
Right, well, why do you know what correlate means?
Because that's just a daft word,
It's not a daft word. Everybody else knows what it means. You don't. Why do you think it is that you're so stupid?
I'm not actually stupid.
Well, you are, aren't you? Everybody knows that. Now, why do you think that is? Let's have a pop quiz, Gab.
What is correlated then?
I'll give you a multi-choice answer. Listen, multi-choice answer to why you're so stupid. Right?
Go on then.
You didn't try hard at school. That's A.
Right.
Option A.
Yeah.
Option B, because your name's Ben.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Option C, the cannabis option, because you smoke cannabis. It's rotting your brain. Which do you think it is? I'll tell you what, everyone listening to the show is going for option C. Now, are you going to fly in the face of public opinion?
Listen, you're an arsehole, right? My parents chose my name Ben. Why would that make me stupid?
Right, so that's not option B, then.
Right?
Okay, then, love, so it's definitely not option B. We'll cross that off the list. Carry on.
No, but there is no option. I cannot choose.
There are three options, Dave. There are three options. There's two now, because you've whittled it down to two.
Intelligent, right, but I am not stupid. Stupid is not the same as intelligent, mate.
No, that's quite right, love. No, it's the opposite, in fact.
Right, now you're giving me options of choosing about some silly word, right, making me out to be stupid.
No, the options...
Right, and saying I must be stupid because my parents chose mine...
I don't need to make out that you're stupid. You're doing a good enough job of that yourself, Liv.
Yeah, but you are making out that I'm stupid and you're saying that I'm stupid and you're giving me reasons why I'm stupid.
I'm not making you say the things that are making people think...
Right, you're the silly...
I'm not making you say the things that are making other people think you're stupid. You're doing that all on your own, Liv.
Cheers. I'm glad this is right for now.
What, to make yourself look stupid?
Yeah.
Well, you've succeeded. Thanks for the call. We'll move on to the next person. Let's talk to...